Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie here with John Maxson. We're with Beacon Capital Management right here in Middle Tennessee. And as always, we're grateful that you are spending some of your weekend with us. So today's topic is an exciting one. What's holding you back from retiring now? Now, we're excited to be able to share with you how you might be able to retire sooner than you thought. That's a great feeling. I mean, how would it be to drive into work on Monday knowing that you don't have to keep working, or at least not much longer? Now, think about the power of that, the confidence, the freedom that comes with that. So what is holding you back? I mean, how do you know if you've saved enough? How do you know how long your money will last? These are the questions we're going to look at during this show based on a Forbes article that we recently came across.
Yeah. And Ben, there's several steps in this article that we want to highlight, but these are the steps, or we'll call them the action plans, that lead to retiring much sooner for folks than you even thought might be possible for you and your family. So these are steps, they're action plans, they're things you need to pay attention to. So the Kentucky Derby, same thing with the Indianapolis 500. You need an action plan. There's a strategy to everything that those folks do. This Forbes article talks about seven specific steps. And the first one is have a plan to start with.
Absolutely, John. I mean, nothing happens without a plan. So that's number one on this Forbes article. And they're saying, hey, if you want to retire even sooner than you think, the best starting place is to put together an action plan to help you get there. Now, a few weeks ago, we did a show on what lessons we can learn from 80-year-old successful retirees. You know, those folks that they've been there, they've done that. And the number one thing they told us on their list was plan everything out well in advance, because there's a lot to plan for, especially when it comes to retirement, which is probably why you catch this show. There's things like your future income, your retirement budget, projected expenses, healthcare, taxes, estate planning. I mean, you know the list. It goes on and on. Now, several years ago, Pete Benson and John Maxson wrote a book called Money Enough for Life. In that book, the first chapter is called Plan to Succeed, and it deals with the business of mapping out a strategic plan for retirement. Now, Money Enough for Life is always available on Amazon, but we'd like to offer you a copy today for free. So contact us, 615-488-9303, and request your book, or you can always text the word book, that's B-O-O-K, to that same number, 615-488-9303. So if you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie, here with John Maxson, and our show topic today is what's holding you back from retiring now. Now, number one was to start with a plan. And then number two, and John, I believe this is especially useful because it builds on step one. Number two is to develop a predetermined income strategy. Now, how important is that to the big picture here?
Well, it's the key to retirement, right? Because when you retire, for most people, your income is going to stop. So having an income plan is huge because you still need income retirement. You can't retire without it. So a predetermined and well-thought-out income plan is what you and your family need. You need to know where your income is going to come from when you retire, essentially where your paycheck is going to come from. And you want to have that planned out before you retire, or certainly in retirement. So developing this in advance as a strategy is really important. Not a hope, but an actual strategy that you can rely on. Now, the stats we're seeing today is as many as 50% of working Americans haven't planned how much or planned for how much they're going to need in retirement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've heard this phrase, what's your number, sure, what's your target? Used to be that people could rely on pensions, but pension plans today are pretty rare, and they're fading or going away from companies year over year. They're being replaced by 401ks for lots of people. So in 2020, only about 12 million people were participants in pension plans, compared to over 27 million that were in pension plans in 1975. So this has shifted pretty dramatically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ben. But yet income is like the outcome in retirement. It's the main thing that people need.
Well, and then you also have Social Security, John, which is certainly a big one. I mean, it's what we say is, and for many, it will be the cornerstone of that income plan, because as much as 20, 30, 40% for some people of their income is going to come from Social Security. But we know that generating the income in retirement, it's not easy. There's a lot of challenges ahead when you're looking to do that.
And the reason that it's so challenging is because people don't have a defined, well thought out income plan. They have Social Security, and Social Security can be pretty complicated, so you need some help making choices on your Social Security. There's like 2,800 rules that apply to how you can take Social Security, so it's not as easy as what you think. Now, why is it important? Well, you've heard us say on the show many times that between you and your employer throughout your working career, 12.4% of your entire income came from you and your employer. So 6.2 from you, 6.2 from the employer was invested in Social Security. You wouldn't think of investing that kind of money in another asset without wanting the most out of it that you could get.
Sure.
And so Social Security, for most people, it's probably going to be about 20 to 30% of their income. Okay. For some people, probably more. Some people, probably less. But if you go with an average of 20 to 30%, what that means is if Social Security is 30% of your retirement income, 70% or the other 70% that you need is going to come from the assets in most cases, not all. Some people have real estate or other things. It's going to come in most cases from the assets that you have in like a deferred plan, like a 401k or an IRA. So how do you maximize that to make sure that you're getting a paycheck every 2 weeks? Now, what a lot of people do here, Ben, is they throw it all in the market. And in a lot of cases, from what we've seen, people are as aggressive in their retirement years as they are in their working years. And as you go into retirement, you're really going from the accumulation years to the conservation years. And that doesn't mean you don't want your account to go up when the market goes up. And certainly doesn't mean you don't want money in the market. But what you don't want to be at risk is your income, making sure that you have a solid income plan to support your standard of living. And here's the deal. That is very, very possible with good planning. We started the show today talking about having a plan. Mm-hmm. Well, a retirement plan or having a plan is a well thought out written plan. And one component of that is income. I mean, how many of you that are listening to us today could actually walk into our office next week and show us a copy of your written income plan? Not a lot of people can do that, and it's really, really important.
Absolutely, John. And in fact, let's restate that. What we believe a company is developing, like we said, step two here, a predetermined income plan, is having a written plan for your income in retirement. Now, this is knowing where your income is coming from. You know, how much, how long, all this is included in that predetermined income plan. And as you might imagine, the knowledge that you gain from having a written income plan makes your retirement better. When folks have this written plan, we see them, they gain a peace of mind. They seem to be more satisfied in retirement because they aren't worried about things like market volatility. And John, unfortunately, I mean, the stats show us that only about 36% of pre-retirees describe their retirement as being on track.
And that's sad. And
yep,
it's quite frankly,
sad.
I think that's wrong. That basically a little over a third of retirees describe their retirement as being on track. But at the same time, it doesn't surprise me because time after time when people walk into our office, we hear this over and over again that folks, their number one fear is running out of money during retirement.
Absolutely. It's a huge fear. And for many looking or considering retirement, especially, in fact, listening today to today's show, you may find yourself in that same boat. You're not completely confident that you've got enough money to last throughout retirement. And we would recommend getting a free retirement income analysis. It's a great way to find out if you're on track with your retirement income plan. Again, this is free, no obligation involved here.
Yep, that's right. And what this analysis does is it gives you a snapshot of your current income plan, and it gives you some projections on your financial picture throughout a period of time or over time. This allows us to identify potential gaps or weaknesses that you have. And if there are holes in your plan, we'll be able to tell you that and what you can do to make adjustments and apply strategies after you understand this stuff so you aren't in a position of where you can potentially run out of money.
Absolutely. And that's what we don't want that for you. We don't want you to run out of money. You've worked too hard to get where you're at only to run out of money. It's just simply not a good option when you're looking at a retirement plan. So reach out to us, 615-488-9303, to schedule time to get your free retirement income analysis. Again, that number, 615-488-9303. Well, today we're talking about what's holding you back from retiring now. Now, what could be so critical that one-third of Americans don't believe they will ever retire? We'll be covering that and more here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson and Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. Cheers, and thanks for tuning in to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie, here along with John Maxson, and today's topic is one we particularly enjoy discussing. It's what's holding you back from retiring now? Now, there's something extremely rewarding for us when we have someone come into the office, they sit down with our team, and they're really trying to figure out, they're asking that big question, am I going to be okay in retirement? That's what many folks come in to just to learn. And when we can tell them that you're not only going to be okay, but that you may be able to retire sooner than you had anticipated, that's just a good day. And that's some of the things that we're covering today based on this Forbes article. Now, we covered the first two steps already. Number one is to have a plan. And number two is develop a predetermined income strategy. Now, according to a study conducted by MIT Age Lab and Transamerica, over 33% of survey respondents indicated they didn't expect that they would be in a financial position to ever retire. Now, John, that is simply an alarming stat.
That's right. I mean, think about that. Think about being at a point in your life where you've worked really hard and you feel like you are not going to be able to retire on maybe your own terms, but not retire at all. I mean, that's really sad that people feel like that, that a third of Americans don't believe they're going to be able to retire. Why? Well, the biggest reason is that they don't have reliable income or a reliable income plan. And we talk about this really ad nauseum here at Beacon Capital Management because it's such an important thing. And unfortunately, many, many people assume and believe they're going to be working for a long time or longer than what they had planned. And that's kind of their retirement plan. And then something can happen that really alters that, maybe a healthcare scenario or something like that. You have got to develop an income strategy or a plan prior to retirement so that when you retire, you know exactly where your income is going to come from. And the boomers are now aging, Ben, and they're retiring.
An alarming rate.
At an alarming rate. And once in a while, we hear about things like, well, my parents didn't need to do this. Well, that was a different time. Okay. You're right. Your parents probably didn't need an income plan because they had pensions.
Yeah.
They didn't have debt. They had savings that was set aside that was getting a reasonable rate of return. And, you know, the foundation of income, which is what we really talk to a lot of people about, is you want that to be from guaranteed sources like Social Security and then your assets. But if you have an income gap, and what that is a difference between what you get from guaranteed sources like pension, Social Security, what it takes to support your standard of living, you need that income gap to be filled with guarantees. You need an income plan to make sure that you know exactly where your paycheck is going to come from in retirement. And again, a written plan is the best plan.
Absolutely. And then, John, kind of piggybacking on that, the second reason that this 33% of Americans don't feel they will ever be in a position where they can retire is they have too many expenses, including taxes. And that actually leads into step three, and that is to have a strategy to minimize taxes in retirement. Now, obviously, when you save on taxes, this puts more money in your pocket. And there are strategies available today that many people overlook. There are ways to make your money more tax efficient. Now, I believe we have a goal, and we probably all have this goal, to be in a place where we're in a position of power because we're not paying more taxes than we should. But this requires, to your point, John, this requires planning ahead. This doesn't happen after the fact here.
Yep, that's right. It's really true that people in retirement, from what we can see, which is over 20 years of experience, by the way, do less planning for taxes during retirement. And at this point, we really believe you have more control about how and when you pay taxes if you have a plan. Predominantly, people that are retired don't think they have any control over taxes.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? So we have a $33 trillion debt. We have a decreasing population growth in the United States. So what we're talking about here is, how can you and your family take advantage of the historically low tax brackets we have right now? People think you're crazy when you say that, but they really are low, and use tax strategy to benefit you and your family moving forward, where you can be efficient in taxes around your investments and keep more of your money in your hard-earned pocket versus the federal government. That's really possible.
Yeah, and if you're wondering what these strategies are, and if they're right for you or you can take advantage of them, one thing we suggest is to download a free guide on our website. That's beaconcm.com. And this guide is titled Four Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free resource to you. Simply go to beaconcm.com, click on the top nav, Helpful Resources, and download that guide. Perhaps you're just tuning in. Welcome. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies here on Super Talk 99.7. I'm Ben Christie with John Maxson. Today, we're looking at a topic we enjoy covering, and that, what is holding you back from retiring now? And John, you mentioned earlier that there are several tax strategies available, and one of the big ones is Roth conversions.
Yeah, absolutely. Roth conversions have become a lot more popular. And understand that when you do a Roth conversion, you're converting from a traditional IRA to a Roth. So you do this conversion, and it's treated as a taxable distribution, or it hits your income. Okay, so one of the things you might want to do is do it all at once. That's rarely what we advise. Or you do it a little bit at a time. And Ben, that's what I really say to people, is tax planning takes time. And the best time to get started is now. Over a period of time, you're able to use effective tax planning to reduce taxes for you and your family and keep more money in your pocket, working for you all and keeping you retired. So tax planning is a huge element that's very underutilized.
Well, you said it well, John. And just to point out, just so during the working years, I think we all realize you want to, particularly when we start thinking about retirement, that we're putting money aside, right? We're saving money, whether that's in that 401k or IRA, we're putting money aside. And we can understand that this money grows little by little. And I like what you said, tax planning really does the same thing, where you're including tax planning year over year to chip away at some of those taxes, to put you in a better position. And taxes, it's like a bill. It's a debt that you owe, and eventually you're gonna have to pay that. Now, how much do you wanna pay? Anyone ask me that question, and you're probably in the same boat, I'm going to say, hey, as little as possible. So what would it mean to you and your family if you actually could reduce the amount that you're going to need to pay, or you're going to be required to pay on those investable assets? Now, there are tax strategies available. And the bigger question really often comes down to, which options or strategies are right for you and your situation?
Well, that's why we'd encourage you to get our tax savings analysis. We've done this for hundreds of families here in Middle Tennessee. It's going to show you different tax saving strategies that are available to you to take advantage of right now. We'll look at the ones that you're most comfortable with and what's best for your situation. It's really not a difficult process to come and get the information about how you can save money and taxes for you and your family.
That's right. It's a tax savings analysis. That's what we're talking about. And we'll explore what you might do now to avoid those hefty tax bills later on. And like John said, we'll develop a plan where you can chip away at those. And in some cases, it's a plan that is over a number of years and not just an immediate. And that's the best kind of planning strategy. And so we'll see if we can save you money in fees as well. You're currently probably paying some fees. You may not be reading those prospectus every time they come in the mail. So we can look and see how we could save you some fees. So what you potentially could learn in this tax savings analysis could save you thousands of dollars, if not more, particularly when you look over your lifetime. So reach out to us. The number is 615-488-9303 to learn more about this analysis or to schedule your free tax savings analysis. That number again, 615-488-9303.
Well, today we're looking at what's holding folks back from retiring right now. Stick around. We've got a lot of additional information coming up here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson and Ben Christie on Supertalk 99.7.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Thanks for taking some time during your weekend to spend with us as you're running some errands or doing a little bit of traveling. I'm Ben Christie, along with John Maxson, and today we're discussing what is holding you back from retiring now. Now, it could be that you are actually more prepared than you think you are. We've certainly seen those cases. But how do you know unless someone does an assessment with you to really hone in on the important things that you need to get in place in order to retire? So Forbes magazine, they put out a great article with several action steps that you need to take to zero in on strategies to help you get there, to make sure you are what we call retirement ready. Now, we've discussed the first three. Step one was to have a plan. Now, nothing will happen without a plan. Retirement, unfortunately, doesn't happen by accident, at least not retiring well. It requires a plan. And step two was to develop a retirement income strategy, an income plan. We suggest a written income plan that helps give you that peace of mind that you're wanting. Step three was to create a strategy to minimize taxes in retirement. Something we can't talk enough about is to minimize taxes. They have a way of sneaking up and biting people. And John, step four is a good continuation of step three, but I appreciate calling this out because it is something that some folks going into retirement, I feel they just overlook. What's step four?
So step four is having a strategy for required minimum distribution. And this has kind of been a moving part. Mm-hmm. You know, the age keeps changing and everything else. But if you're under required minimum distributions, this strategy includes how you can take them, when you take them, which account do you take them from. For some folks, this whole thing about required minimum distribution, yeah, especially if you don't need your money, it's a big surprise. But your required minimum distribution is the amount of money that has to be withdrawn annually from a retirement plan like an IRA or a simple individual retirement account, et cetera, a deferred account. And of course, when this money comes out, it's fully taxable, which is a big surprise to a lot of people, especially if they don't need the money.
That's right. And like you said, it can be an unpleasant surprise. I mean, some of us like surprises, some of us don't. This is one of those that when people kind of get into that position, they're going, what? They kind of look at you sideways and go, I have to do what? Unpleasant surprise, because for perhaps 15, 20 years, they may have to take money out because it's mandated in their IRA, their 401k, those other tax-deferred accounts. And like you said, John, in some cases, it's money that they really don't need. And I think of one particular client that Pete has talked about that a year before last, they had to take out $90,000 out of their RMD, and they didn't need any of that. And so just think about what tax burden that would place upon them, and all because they didn't need it. That's where some tax planning really comes in handy and can help mitigate some of that tax burden.
So tax planning and required minimum distribution planning session or strategy is important. And so some folks will say, well, I don't have to start taking it now until I get into my 70s. So if I retire in my 60s, I'm good, right? I got time. I'll work on it later. Well, you need to have a plan, not just for income, but for if and how and when you take your required minimum distribution.
And John, talking about RMDs, I found that for me, at least over the last couple of years, YouTube has become a place where I turn to for loads of particularly how-to videos, educational videos. And several months ago, we, Beacon Capital Management, we set up a channel called Retirement Talk on YouTube to give people that information on retirement topics. And of course, RMDs is included. It's a topic we talk about. We have a video on there, in fact, called Save on Your RMDs Through Generosity. in which, John, you and Pete Benson go into detail on the value of setting up your RMDs so that they go into a QCD. That's right, a qualified charitable donation, which allows you to give money to a worthy cause and save on taxes at the same time. So it's a video you may want to check out. Just go to YouTube and search for Retirement Talk. Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies here on 99.7 Super Talk. I'm Ben Christie here along with John Maxson. And today we're talking about what's holding you back from retiring now. And John, step four is creating a plan or strategy for RMDs. And this is simply a big one because for some folks, like you said earlier, it's a surprise when it gets there.
And in a lot of cases, it's an unpleasant one, but it's something that you, in fact, need to plan for. You want to think through and plan out the order of how you're going to withdraw your money in retirement because you may have these three buckets of money, that money that is taxed every single year no matter what, and then you have tax-deferred money that's going to be taxed at some point going forward, with an RMD or something like that. And then what we want people to have is a tax-free bucket. So how you take those monies out to supply your income, your needs, the things you want to do in retirement is super important to know.
And it's, you may have mentioned this earlier, John, but this is one of those things where RMDs, they kind of bounce around. I mean, I still remember we were doing a show, it felt like just a couple years ago, where we're talking about the magic age of 70 and a half for those RMDs. And then the next thing you know, the Trump tax law comes out and includes some things. And in that was the age of 72 for RMDs. And now, 2023, the age is 73. So this is just one of those things that it's sometimes tough to keep up with because they keep moving moving the bucket on us. It continues to move down. So looking at these different buckets and setting a plan of how to allocate money between them is usually a best practice for most people. And a lot of that is going to depend on what your income sources are. And that's going to play into those RMDs, those required minimum distributions. So maybe you, your spouse, are on Social Security. Well, how does that play into your required minimum distributions? Do you know that? And that's one of the reasons why at Beacon Capital, our team works hard and really takes advantage of tax software to understand the tax cause and effect for you and how it impacts your required minimum distribution. And understanding that is something that sometimes deferring on all those taxes isn't necessarily the best thing. A lot of it has to be customized tax planning.
It is. And required minimum distributions, again, if you're not 73, they're not going to kick in. But you should plan for them in advance.
Yeah.
Because they will impact your total income and how much you'll pay in taxes. If you don't plan for required minimum distributions, you could be forced into a higher tax bracket mm-hmm. without even realizing it. And then you're just, you're losing money that there's no reason to lose it. So the RMDs are going to impact your total income and how much you're going to pay in taxes. So if you don't plan for required minimum distributions, you could be forced into a higher tax bracket without even realizing it, which could cause you to pay higher Medicare premiums and taxes on more of your Social Security benefits. And other investment income.
That's right, John. And unfortunately, friends, the rules for calculating your RMDs, they can be a bit complicated and they can be a bit confusing. And the amount of money that you withdraw, what it is, it's based on a formula using your life expectancy, previous year's account balance, your birthday, and a couple of other variables. I mean, I'm reading off that because there's a lot of factors that are involved here. And if you miss an RMD withdrawal or you don't take the full required amount, you're hit with a tax fine on top of that. So that's not a good thing.
Fines and taxes are never a good thing. The other thing about required minimum distributions is that you are forced to withdraw money from these accounts like IRAs and SEPs and whatnot, whether the stock market is up or down, which could trigger higher taxes on your investment income and lock in market losses. Mm-hmm. So again, having an RMD, plan is super important.
Yeah, that's a good point, John. So if you have concerns about RMDs, you're in your 60s and you're going, I need to start getting a plan for that and how those work, we would encourage you to reach out and schedule time to get a complimentary RMD analysis. That's an RMD analysis.
Yep, and this RMD analysis is going to show you some of the tax saving strategies that may be available to you and your family. Reach out to us, 615-488-9000. 9303 and schedule your free complimentary RMD analysis. 615-488-9303.
Well, today we're talking about what's holding you back from retiring now. Well, did you know that in retirement, your variance score is highly, highly significant? But what in the world is a variance score? We'll look at that and more on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson and Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. That's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303. Hello again, and thanks for tuning in to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie, along with John Maxson, and today we're discussing what is holding you back from retiring now. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing if retirement could be much closer than you think? Well, Forbes wrote an article that included several action steps that could lead you to retire much earlier than you had possibly planned to. And we're covering five steps today that we think are most critical when working through if you are ready to retire or looking toward those retirement years. We're ready for step five, but first, a quick look at the first four. Step one was to have a plan. Nothing will happen without a plan. Step two is develop a retirement income strategy. This is going to be the backbone for your retirement game plan. That income strategy is, for many people, will make or break your retirement. Step three is a strategy to minimize taxes in retirement, something that we can't talk enough of. Tax planning is crucial to retirement success. And then step four was to create a strategy for those RMDs, those required minimum distributions, that sometimes are that unpleasant surprise that is waiting for you when you retire, and in this case, turn 73. And step five, John, this is your variance score, and it should match your risk profile. But, John, a lot of people say, well, what in the world is a variance score?
Yeah, you know, it's not as complicated as it may sound. You know, we love to use, like, industry lingo, variance score, alpha, beta, Sharpe ratios. and you know, all that sounds really intelligent.
Sounds
smart. Everything
huh?
else, yeah. But it's finance in general is not that complicated. What a variance score is going to do is essentially tell you how much your portfolio could vary up or down if the market goes up or the market goes down. And I realize the market goes up and down every day, but we're talking about extended bull markets and extended bear markets, right? Because chances are you're going to see both. And it really gives you a lot of information about how much risk you have associated with your portfolio, which a lot of people think they know, but they don't really know.
Yeah.
And, you know, once in a while, you'll have somebody that'll come in that they'll tell us that they're growth oriented, and when we run the variance score, they don't have enough risk or enough growth orientation. So that pendulum can swing both ways. Now, typically, what happens is that there's more risk involved, in particular with someone who is retired, than what they, you know, might think. So, for example, there was a couple that came to see us who, you know, if you sit with 100 different retirees, many of them are going to say, if you were to ask them, are you conservative, moderate, or aggressive growth? Most of them are going to say somewhere in the middle, moderate. I mean, you
right.
know, sometimes it's very
right.
conservative. Sometimes, you know, once in a while you'll run into situations where they're really aggressive. I remember one time I sat down with an 83-year-old woman who was super smart. She had converted all of her IRAs to Roth because she got the tax story, and she had a pension, had no debt, Social Security, lived mm-hmm. well below her means. And she had done all these Roth conversions because she wanted her grandchildren to get some tax-free money when she died. And
yeah.
she looked at me and pointed her finger. It was so funny. She was literally a delight to meet with. She said, son, I'm going to tell you something. She said, I'm 83 years old, and I love the market and the volatility. The ups are great. The downs don't bother me. She said, you talk to me about anything conservative, I'm walking right out of here. And, you know, you probably wouldn't find many 83-year-olds who were that aggressive. But yeah. I love that she knew
right.
who she was as an investor. And that's really what a variance score will do.
Yeah.
You tell us who you are as an investor, and the variance score tells you, not opinion, right? It tells you whether or not your portfolio is a true reflection of who you are as an investor. So if you're conservative and the variance score shows that in a bad year, that your portfolio could go down 30%. Now, that's not saying it will. It just gives you some sort of a range. You know, the question is, are you comfortable with that? If you're comfortable with that, that's fine. But if you're not, then it allows you to kind of dig into your portfolio and make adjustments that align with who you are as an investor. Okay, so you don't know if your investments are aligned with who you are as an investor until you run the report.
Right.
That's why you do the research.
Well, and I know, John, that we do something called the financial plan checkup. And in this particular one that, you know, I'm looking at now, if the market did poorly, this particular couple could lose as much as 31% in a bad year. Mm-hmm. Now, that would be drastic for someone, to your point, closing in on retirement. And they could make some really good gains when the market goes up. But more importantly, how much could they stand to lose? Is that within their appetite? And so do you know what your variance score is? Do you know how much risk you're taking on? And more importantly, how could that risk impact your future?
And are you comfortable with that? That's really the key, right? The key is not for your advisor to tell you. It's our job is to give you advice, right? It's really for us to build something around who you are. But one thing I would tell folks that when it comes to downside is you have to apply the principle of downside mathematics. If you have $100,000 and you lose 50%, again, a 50% drop in the market, I mean, that doesn't happen very often. I mean, I don't see that, but I'm just saying, just to use simple math, if you lost 50% on $100,000, you're down to $50,000. Most people think, well, if I lose 50%, I just have to gain 50% and I'm back to square one. No, because 50% of $50,000 is only $25,000. A 50% loss takes 100% return. And so understanding the cause and effect of the downside and the upside and making sure it aligns with who you are is super important.
Yeah, the key here is knowing, to your point, John, and not overlooking or underestimating anything. Now, if we talk about market volatility or inflation or looming recession, if it gives you pause that your retirement may be at risk, well, you don't want to wonder. And that's where we would encourage you to find out how much risk your portfolio really can withstand. Of course, you can always go to your advisor and ask them, or you can connect with us and get a free risk analysis. What this is, it's a comprehensive, complimentary checkup to help you discover things like how your portfolio is performing in the current market and how much risk you're really taking on. And most importantly, how could that risk affect your future?
Yeah, and I would tell you, no matter who you have managing your portfolio, it's a good thing to get a risk analysis or a second opinion on your portfolio, especially in today's market. So here's how it works. We'll meet with you, gather some basic information, and then we'll report back to you with our findings and recommendations. We do the heavy lifting. You get the information. Now, there's no cost. There's no obligation. This is free of charge. This is something you should take advantage of.
So to find out more, see if this is something you would like to do, or to go ahead and schedule your free risk analysis, reach out to us today. That number is 615-488-9303. Again, 615-488-9303. Well, our time is up for this week. We hope these five steps to help get you retirement ready were worth listening to. If you have any questions about being prepared and confident in retirement, we're always here to help. At number 615-488-9303. Or you can always go to our website, beaconcm.com. Beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. Well, until next week, I'm Ben Christie here with John Max from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies on SuperTalk 99.7. And always remember that peace of mind in retirement, it requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC, Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.